This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, here we go. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, LSU baseball starting on Friday. Story out today about LSU athletics and how profitable they are. We'll also talk ladies basketball right now with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
Survived
Super Bowl week, huh?
I did. Did you do any Super Bowl activities? Media row, go to the game, anything like that?
No. We had another reporter here at the Louisiana Radio Network who covered it, so I just hung in Baton Rouge and didn't have to deal with the traffic and all that stuff. But I wish I could have at least gotten down there for a day or two.
I asked for people with their brushes with celebrities. Somebody said they boiled crawfish for Warren Sapp at their family member's house. Somebody else said Jason Kelce was at Clancy's. Somebody else texted in, a friend of mine that works security and was working security for Saquon Barkley, a party that they had, it looks like, as far as I can tell. I don't know who the other person is in there, but I'd love to hear your story at 504-260-1870. Tell me about your brush with celebrity. Let's talk about ladies basketball, Jeff, before we get to men's baseball.
Well, the Lady Tigers, a nice win on Sunday right before the Super Bowl as they defeated Tennessee. And it's the first time ever in the program's history that they beat Tennessee twice in a season. Of course, when they had Pat Summitt, Tennessee would normally beat LSU and they beat them on a regular basis. But really, it has turned there in that rivalry. LSU has had the better of Tennessee here lately. They won 82-77. Good game for the bench, because if you go back to the South Carolina game last month, LSU's bench did not show up in that game. And one of the strengths of South Carolina, a team that you might have to beat in the NCAA tournament if you want to win an NCAA championship, one of the strengths of that South Carolina team is that they're just so deep. And LSU, who has really a really outstanding group of three starters, they don't have a ton of depth, or they're at least trying to develop it. I would say that this team, LSU, has more depth than it did last year, and it really showed up in this game against Tennessee. I mean, Jada Richard, a freshman, comes in and gives you 5 points in 5 minutes. Miracle Shepherd, 8 points, five rebounds. But really the big story when it comes to players coming off the bench was Kaylin Gilbert and what she did, and that was score a game-high 23 points. So LSU's ranked fifth. They're in a three-way tie for first place in the SEC, and they'll get Texas on Sunday. Texas is ranked third. South Carolina's ranked fourth. LSU's ranked fifth. So it'll be a fun matchup Sunday afternoon, and LSU gets a whole week to prepare for the game in Austin.
Do they play South Carolina again or not?
No, they don't play them again in the regular season. And believe it or not, the regular season's coming to an end here quick. There's only five more games left. But there's a good chance that LSU will face South Carolina again, whether it's going to be in the SEC tournament or potentially in the NCAA tournament. And I think LSU felt pretty good about the effort that they had in Columbia earlier this season. Again, they just didn't, they missed a lot of shots in that game in particular. Just some shots that they normally do make, and part of that was playing at South Carolina, a tough place to play, and the fact that South Carolina just keeps coming at you with waves of talent, not only with their starting five, but the players that they bring off the bench.
Real quick, before we get to baseball, I want to talk about LSU gymnastics as well. There are so many things going on in Baton Rouge with the sports programs that sometimes it gets overlooked. Tell me about the gymnastics team, if you will.
Well, there is a huge, huge meet. Friday's opening day for baseball, mm-hmm. So a lot of people are looking forward to that. But probably one of the biggest meets ever in LSU gymnastics history will take place Friday night. It will be LSU versus Oklahoma. Those are the two teams that are ranked 1-2 in the country. These are the teams that are, I don't want to say by far the best, but Oklahoma has won multiple championships here over the years. LSU, of course, won its first. They benefited a little bit last year in the national championships in that Oklahoma did not have its best meet, and LSU did, and that allowed the Tigers to win its first title in program history. And now, of course, with Oklahoma in the SEC, these schools get a chance to meet a little bit more often. And in fact, LSU and Oklahoma were in a meet earlier this year. I believe it was in Utah, So this isn't the first time that they've competed against Oklahoma, but this is going to be the first time where it's mano a mano, right? One versus two. They're the only two teams there inside the arena, so it will be a lot of fun. Sellout crowd, and this is another good group that Jay Clark has put together, and Haley Bryant is getting healthy. She's competing in more events. She's basically the best gymnast in the country, and she was hurt earlier this season, had an elbow injury, but now she's able to compete in more of the events. I think she's now competing in three of the four events. And then they got this freshman, Kaylin Chio, who has been absolutely fantastic for them this season. She's the next big star of LSU gymnastics, so another deep, well-rounded team, and it'll be fun Friday night to see how LSU stacks up against Oklahoma.
And real quick, before we go to the break and then come back and talk baseball, a track team, one of the best in the nation as well.
Oh, always one of the best in the nation as well. They're in their indoor season at the moment. And then, of course, they'll really get it going with the outdoor. But, they're one of the best, as always. Really the one sport that's just dragging that's dragging right now is LSU men's basketball, yep. Which is really going through a very difficult.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cold season this year.
Still, the athletic department showing a $1.73 million profit, so that's good. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, LSU baseball gets started Friday night, and we're talking to Jeff Palermo, our friend, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. The SEC is tough, man. Six of the top 10 teams in the preseason rankings are from the SEC. LSU's number three. Let's talk about the incoming transfers, if you will, Jeff. LSU seems to load it up on a lot of new faces and a lot of hitters return.
Yeah, you'll recognize a lot of the names. Jared Jones is at first, Stephen Milam, Michael Braswell, a lot of guys that you're familiar with. Cade Anderson, who's likely to be the Friday night starter, was a freshman pitcher last year that had some success, especially in the midweek. But there is a ton of new players on this team, and we're all going to get to learn them here very, very soon. For instance, Chris Stanfield, a transfer from Auburn, most likely your starting center fielder. Derek Carriel, who is considered the top freshman in the country, will likely be your starting left fielder. You're talking about a potential weekend starter in Anthony Ianson from UC San Diego. So a lot of new faces here. It'll be very, very interesting to see how Jay Johnson is able to put this team together, because there's a lot of pieces. And in my article right now on WWL.com, it talks about the logjam they have in the outfield. I mean, Jay said at the beginning of training camp or spring training that they got 8 outfielders that could potentially start, but you only got 3 spots for that. So difficult decisions there. They also have several catchers that they can use, 4 of them, in fact. And we've seen this in the past with Jay Johnson. He does like rotating through the catcher, so that's something he's very accustomed to. But it's going to take a while before they get that starting outfield set, because there's a lot of guys that deserve some at-bats, but somebody's going to get, a couple of them are going to get squeezed out and not have the type of season that they're expecting.
Griffin Herring, no longer there, best relief pitcher last season. Who's going to replace him?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Tommy, because he was so vital for them last year. Wherever they needed him, and whenever they needed to get 3, 4, 5 innings, he would come in and really stabilize things. And that type of player, or that type of pitcher, I don't think the Jay Johnson or the pitching coach Nate Yeske has truly been able to identify. But I think what they have this season, they just have a lot more depth to work with. A guy like Zach Cowan, who is a transfer from Watford, he could be someone that certainly he could potentially pitch on the weekends as far as a starter, but he could be a vital guy out of the bullpen. Jacob Myers, who was outstanding at Nichols for 2 seasons, he could be another guy that you could see in a lot of different roles. A guy that I think pretty much all of us are very familiar with, and he'll be wearing number 8, Gavin Guidry, I think is a guy that will not be just an 8th or 9th inning pitcher. I think you'll see him go multiple innings, and they'll use him in a variety of different situations. So again, a lot of options there for Jay Johnson and pitching coach Nate Yeske.
Thank you. Jeff, appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you throughout the season. I know that. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bruce Jenelson, professor of public policy and political science at Duke University. He previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process. We'll talk about what President Trump wants to do with Gaza and the Middle East. We'll also talk about this Taylor Swift foolishness when we come back.